Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy has nominated State Associate Supreme Court Justice Andrew McDonald to be the state's next Chief Justice. If confirmed, McDonald would be the first openly gay state Chief Justice in the country. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Following Malloy's announcement, the 51-year-old McDonald thanked his family, teachers, colleagues, and husband Charles Gray for making this day possible.
When I was born here in Connecticut, a little more than 50 years ago, loving relationships like the one Charles and I cherish were criminal in 49 states, including Connecticut. And when I came out in the early 1990s, I had family members who loved me deeply, but still counseled me against pursuing either a career in law or in public service because of the deeply ingrained prejudices held by some people at that time. But now, because of changes brought about by evolving understanding of people, new statutes passed by legislators, and important court cases, indeed by the rule of law, this day was made possible.
Malloy says his nomination of McDonald is a good day for Connecticut.
Or at least on the confirmation vote will be a good day because we are marking yet another chapter.
McDonald would be the first openly gay state Chief Justice. Puerto Rico Chief Justice Matei Rodriguez became the first openly gay Supreme Court leader in U.S. history in February 2016. McDonald has served on Connecticut's Supreme Court for the past 5 years. He was nominated by Malloy. Before that, he was general counsel for the governor's office under Malloy, a state senator from Stamford, and corporation counsel for the city of Stamford when Malloy was mayor. And he had managed Malloy's first campaign for mayor. If confirmed, McDonald would take over from Chief Justice Chase Rogers, who is retiring on February 5th, after more than 10 years on the job. Ebong Odama, WSHU News.